America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A typically divided Chicago City Council today was overwhelmingly united in its support of a legal settlement to put to rest nearly 200 police misconduct cases. All these cases are tied to disgraced former police sergeant Ronald Watts. Watts has long been accused of extorting money from drug dealers and falsely arresting people who wouldn't cooperate. The settlement will cost the city $90 million. Alder Bill Conway says not enough is being made about how good of a deal it is for the city of Chicago taxpayers to settle these cases.
This was a large unknown future liability on the balance sheet of the city of Chicago, and the cost to litigate this would have been enormous.
A parade of Finance Committee members commended the law department and the mayor's office for reaching this deal. It now heads to the full city council for a vote. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he and his family feel safe in light of escalating political threats, and he credits the Illinois State Police. It provides him with round-the-clock security. But the governor says he has received an enormous increase in threats over the last few days.
I would like very much for people to just take a breath, take a step back, and recognize that there's political violence that occurs against people on both sides. Our country would be a lot better off if people would see that democracy is really the method by which we avoid political violence.
A day after Charlie Kirk was fatally shot, an alt-right influencer filmed himself outside of Pritzker's home here in Chicago. He called Pritzker a problem and told viewers to take action. Enrollment is up for international students at the University of Illinois despite federal immigration policies. The U of I system announced last week undergrad enrollment for international students is up by almost 6% across the U of I, Urbana, Champaign, Springfield, and Chicago campuses. System President Tim Killeen tells Illinois Public Media's The 21st Show it is taking longer for international students to get visas.
These are international students who have been accepted to our university. They need to get a visa. They need to get an interview in a consulate somewhere internationally. Those have been significantly delayed.
The Trump administration paused and then revamped the visa application process this summer to screen students' social media accounts for allegedly national security risks. International student enrollment is down at other universities in Illinois. And the Chicago Bears were run over in the Motor City yesterday, falling to the Lions in Detroit 52-21. This was the first time the Bears gave up more than 50 points in a game since 2014. This loss puts the team at 0-2 to start the season that held plenty of promise just a week ago. Head coach Ben Johnson says it's only up from here for the team.
I have a lot of belief in them. When you're around this league long enough, these games happen, and it doesn't feel any better when it happens. But the good teams I've been on, they find a way to respond, and I know our guys will do that.
The Bears will be back at Soldier Field on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, and will be welcoming back a familiar face. Former Bears head coach Matt Eberflus is now the defensive coordinator for Dallas. You're listening to The Rundown. If you want to know how many arrests immigration officers have made this year in Chicago, you're not going to get answers from the government. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, stopped publishing comprehensive data in January after President Trump was inaugurated. But watchdog groups have stepped in to fill some key gaps. They're offering a big picture view of arrests and detentions this year in Illinois and across the country. Sun-Times reporter Lauren Fitzpatrick looked at the numbers, starting with the data ICE used to share with the public about its enforcement activities.
There was lots. It was about arrests, detentions, deportations. You could search by geography. You could search by arresting agency and then whether or not the person had criminal history. The data dated back to 2020, and it was all in a really easy-to-use dashboard.
So that data isn't being updated anymore, and now the federal government only sporadically touts its enforcement actions from various places. But you found that watchdog groups have stepped in. What data do they have from Illinois since January?
These groups sued to get the public records from ICE. The data they have stops at the end of July, so it doesn't include anything from this week when there's been a promise of stepped-up enforcement from the Trump administration. What it shows is that arrests are up, and about 500 more people were arrested in 2025. But the really big number is how detentions skyrocketed. They nearly tripled to about 5,000 this year. And what's also notable is that the percentage of detainees who had no previous criminal history rose by more than 400% this year.
So detainees that had no previous criminal history up sharply.
Correct.
And what does the data from the watchdog group say about what's happening nationally?
We looked at two of the key points that they were making. One is about how just more people were detained in general, about 25,000 more people detained through August of this year compared to last year. And then also what was interesting to us is that who made the arrest, because it changed. In 2024, the vast majority of folks were arrested by Customs and Border Patrol in like a 60-40 split. But in 2025, that ratio flipped, and now about three quarters of the people were arrested by ICE and then the rest by Customs and Border Patrol.
And can you tell us a little bit about who the watchdog groups are and how they got this data?
The first one is called TRAC. It stands for the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse. It's based at Syracuse University. The second is called the Data Deportation Project. That's a collective of attorneys and academics. And they're all committed to transparency around government actions. TRAC talks about how it's very skilled at a systematic and informed use of the Freedom of Information Act. So basically they file these lawsuits to force ICE to release the data.
And how soon might people in Chicago know the outcome of the stepped-up immigration enforcement that the president says is going on right now in the city?
If you're looking at these websites, a past practice shows a lag of at least a few weeks. ICE does put out press releases, and there was one from this week's enforcement touting the quote-unquote worst of the worst offenders nabbed in Chicago. But sometimes reporters already found that several of those people were arrested in other states.
Lauren, thanks for bringing us the details on all this data.
My pleasure.
That was Chicago Sun-Times reporter Lauren Fitzpatrick talking about how many immigrants the federal government has arrested and detained so far this year. To read more, go to suntimes.com.
Weather, very warm and sunny today and tomorrow. Clear skies tonight, a low in the low 60s, and then sunshine for Tuesday with a high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.